A study in today's New England Journal of Medicine suggests that a common treatment for patients with kidney stones is not effective. The study examined the value of a diet low in calcium. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
For years, doctors have advised patients with kidney stones to eat less calcium in their diet, less milk, yogurt, and cheese. Dr. David Bushinsky is a kidney specialist at the University of Rochester School of Medicine. He says that until recently, that seemed like sensible advice.
If you said to someone, gee, you're forming a kidney stone that's made of calcium, what should you do? The logical response is eat less calcium. And that's really where that came from.
But evidence began to show that a low-calcium diet didn't make any difference in whether kidney stones developed. So researchers from the University of Parma in Italy decided to settle the question. They studied 120 men who had suffered kidney stones. The men were divided into two groups. One was put on a low-calcium diet, the other on a diet with normal calcium, but low in salt and animal protein. After 5 years, researchers found those on the low-calcium diet were twice as likely to have a recurrence of kidney stones. Researcher Dr. Umberto Maggiore says the conclusion is clear. People who've had kidney stones should eat normal amounts of milk and cheese while making other changes in their diet.
Restrict intake of meat, poultry, fish to about 600 grams per week. That is no more than, say, one hamburger per day. And don't add salt to food when you cook them. If possible, check when you buy foods at the supermarket the content of salt.
Not only does the new diet offer big benefits for people who've had kidney stones, it poses less risk. Dr. Bushinsky.
We know that patients with kidney stones have low bone mineral density to begin with. If you then put them on a low-calcium diet and their kidneys can't conserve calcium, they will deplete their bone mineral density, develop osteoporosis.
But there may be some problems adopting the new diet, particularly for Americans, says Dr. Maggiore. Americans typically consume 12 to 15 grams of salt a day. Patients in the study ate only 3 grams a day. And compared to the typical Italian diet, the American diet contains a lot of meat. Researchers don't know exactly how animal protein and salt contribute to the formation of kidney stones. Future studies will determine that, along with conclusive evidence about whether the diet is helpful for women as well. In the meantime, researchers agree women, especially those with a family history of kidney stones, should maintain a diet low in salt and animal protein. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.